Some people have called Bob Dylan a prophet, but who exactly he prophesied for is an interesting question. But in his foray into the Christian world, Bob Dylan once said, "You've got to serve somebody. It may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you have to serve somebody." And as an aside, I think Bob Dylan probably made some covenants with the devil that he needs to be set free from, which is why his Christianity didn't last. But his words, I think, are prophetic and are true. You do have to serve somebody. And today I want to tell you how you can be set free from a bad employer and be hired by the true Lord of the world. Welcome back to the Faith of the Fathers podcast. I'm your host, Carl Gessler, here to reignite the faith of the fathers. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. The Bible does not say that God is so angry he had to punish somebody. Thankfully, Jesus got in the way, and so we get to go free because God took out his anger at Jesus. That's how a lot of people see God. But that's not what happened on the cross. That's not what happened on Good Friday. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. Wages are what are paid by your employer. So if you work for sin, you will be paid in death. Most people who sin, those who consider themselves atheists, think that they're just doing whatever they want, that they're free, that they're their own person. But that's simply not true, because it actually takes a lot of work to sin. You have to sacrifice things in order to get what you want. Everybody is seeking pleasure. Everybody is seeking fulfillment. Everybody has needs and desires. And in order to get those needs and desires met, they will make sacrifices. They will work. They will pursue what they want. So it is simply a fact that you work for something and for someone. You may think that you're working for yourself, but the truth is you must, like Bob Dylan said, serve somebody, whether you know it or not. The truth is that atheists don't exist. Atheists, by definition, don't believe in God because they think the world is so messed up that there's no evidence for him. In order to say that there's no evidence for God, you have to have an idea of what God should be like. And since you don't see evidence that that a God exists who does things the way you think a God should do them, you say he doesn't exist. That is, by definition, an accusation. You're saying if there is a good God, he obviously doesn't exist because he doesn't do his job right. That's called an accusation. Satan is not just a random personal name for a dark entity. It is a descriptive name, and actually every name is descriptive. My name has meaning. Your name has meaning. Satan's name has meaning, and it means the accuser. Satan's job is to accuse, but Satan goes so far as to accuse God himself. The atheist who doesn't believe in God because of whatever reason he thinks that there lacks the qualifications in existence for there to be anything called God, he is, by definition, accusing God of failure. And he is a Satanist, because that is what Satan does. I'm not name-calling. I'm not accusing you of being part of a religion, like having a formal religion called Satanism. You may or may not be part of that. You are a practical Satanist. You are functioning the way Satan does, living your life as if God is such a louse that he deserves to be rebelled against. And Satan is the chief rebel. So there's no such thing as an atheist. There's no such thing as a free person who works for themselves. If you are working in your mind for yourself, you are in league with the devil, because you are not your own. You didn't come into the world because you wanted to be here. You're not here because you wanted to be here. You're not even here because your parents wanted to have a baby. The Bible says that you exist because God wanted you to exist. Revelation 4 says it's because of his will that we exist and were created. You may not believe what the Bible says, but you have to admit that you never decided to be on earth. You simply found yourself here. So you don't really have that much power. You are simply responding and reacting to things because you are not your own creation. You didn't create yourself. Therefore, something, whatever created you, has rights to you, has authority over you. Yet God, in his graciousness, the God who created you, also gave you freedom to choose who you will serve. That is what today's podcast is about, choosing who you will serve. This still applies to Christians because many times those who call themselves Christians, we get distracted by idols. We get jaded. We get angry at God. I walk three people through prayer regularly who have anger with God, and they're Christians. I've had anger with God in my life, just feeling like I was let down, feeling like I was unprotected. And when we are aware of such anger, we need to repent. So today is not just for those who don't know the Lord, but for those who do. Because the wages of sin is death. And when you work for sin, you get paid in death. And Jesus wants to set you free from that today. And that's what Good Friday is all about Jesus paying debts that were not his, so that those of us who have worked for bad wages, those of us who have worked for sin and iniquity and are being paid in death, can be set free from those debts today. The Bible describes those who do iniquity as workers of iniquity. Psalm 64:2 says, "Hide me from the secret place," or from the secret plots of the wicked, "from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity." And the Psalms and the Proverbs regularly talk about the workers of iniquity. Again, we think of sinning as doing whatever we want, but that's not actually what is going on. As I've said before, we are reflectors. Whether we like it or not, whether we want it to be true or not, we are image bearers. We are not our own creation. Something else created us, and it created us as image bearers, as something that can contain entities, spiritual entities, but is not original in itself. We are made to reflect an image. And God's desire is for us to reflect his image. If we will not reflect his image, the default is that we will reflect the devil's. And so if you are doing your own thing, which is rebellion, then you are reflecting the image of Satan. Your master, your boss, is sin, and the wages you are being paid are death. So that would be death of relationships. That would be death of peace. That would be death of self-control. For many people, it ends up being literal death, death from overdoses, death of marriages. There are all sorts of ways that death creeps in, suicide, dying from reckless living. There's all sorts of ways that sin pays its wages in death. And so the offer today, because of the gospel, because of Good Friday, is that Jesus wants to pay your debts and transfer you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Jesus wants to be your employer. And the fullness of Romans 6:23, which says that the wages of sin is death, it says, "But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus." Jesus can pay our debts because he doesn't owe anything. I cannot pay your debt, and neither can any man-made religious structure pay your debt, because we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us, we have our own debts. I have sinned, done things my own way, and it has resulted in death. I have no capital to pay for your sin. You have no capital to pay for your own sin either. Only Jesus, who never worked for sin, has the capital to pay for our sins. Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all things, just as we are, yet without sin." So Jesus lived as a human. He is a human, yet he never worked for the devil. He never thought rebellion was worth it. There is a story in Luke 4 of Jesus going into the wilderness where he is tempted by the devil. It says that that Satan took him to a place and showed him to the top of a mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. And he said, "All this has been given to me, and I give it to you if you will fall down and worship me." All of those nations, the kingdoms, the powers of the world were given to the devil, not by God, but by humans, because God gave those nations, the world itself, to mankind. But when we rebelled and became in agreement, in contract, in league, or in the employment of the devil got access to our inheritance. The devil pays in negative wages. The wages of sin is death. The devil takes our inheritance as a payment for being the workers of iniquity. He makes us his slaves, doing his bidding, meanwhile destroying our lives and stealing our inheritance. Jesus came in God's grace and kindness to recover what we gave away. And the devil was trying to get Jesus to lose his inheritance by giving him what seemed to be the easy way out. If you'll just fall down and worship me, I will give you all these things. We don't realize it. We need to realize it now that rebellion, doing things our own way, is falling down and worshiping Satan. He is the chief rebel. He is the archetype of rebellion. And when we follow in his footsteps, we reflect his image, and we are, by default, worshiping. You don't have to worship him. You don't have to put on a black robe and go through a ritual in order to worship Satan. Simply reflecting his image is an act of worship. And he is glad to repay you for that by killing you. And today, Jesus, this is Good Friday, the day that Jesus was faithful to God, even to the point of death, where he refused to work for sin for a single moment, even though it cost him his life. Jesus, when he was in the garden, right before he was crucified, the Bible says that he sweat drops of blood. Jesus knew what was coming. He knew what he was going to go through. And that's why the temptation to access the kingdoms of the world, the seemingly easy way by giving allegiance to the devil, was tempting. Because Jesus was in a body just like you and me. He feels pain. He feels rejection. He feels hurt. All the things that we use to accuse God of not existing, the fact that I feel pain, the fact that my parents got divorced, the fact that my wife left me, whatever reason you have for being angry at God, Jesus felt all those things. That's why Hebrews says he was a high priest who he can sympathize with our weakness because he was tempted in all things just as we are, but he never gave in. So Jesus is the only person with the capital, the ability to pay the debts for our sins, and then still have an inheritance left over because Jesus never gave the devil access to his inheritance. What happened on the cross of Calvary is that all the sin that I committed, all the curses that I brought into the world, and all the curses that you brought into the world were put on Jesus. Satan could not help himself, but used everything to attack Jesus because Jesus is the very image of God. He is what Satan was rebelling against, is rebelling against. Satan hates Jesus, and there's nothing in him that could stop him from attacking Jesus. But he is such a fool, such a loser, so stupid that he attacks Jesus to his own death because Satan unleashed hell against Jesus on the cross, pouring all the curses. He emptied the armory of hell against Jesus and had nothing left. And since Jesus never gave in to sin for a moment, none of it could hold Jesus down. Jesus rose from the dead, broke the power of sin and death. And that is why we can, when we come into Jesus, be set free from our debts, our wages of sin, and inherit the life of the age to come that Jesus won for us. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's free in this sense. You can never earn it. You can't do enough good things. You can't be religious enough to make up for the bad things you have done. And so you cannot earn it in any way, shape, or form. It is not free in the sense that you no longer have an obligation to anybody. As Bob Dylan said, you've got to serve somebody. It may be the devil and it may be the Lord, but you've got to serve somebody. So by receiving Jesus, you are changing your employment. You now become a worker for Christ. You become a slave of Christ. You become a slave of righteousness because you will serve somebody. You just want to make sure that the person that you're working for is a good master because you are, and this is just the humility of life, you are subservient to higher powers. And if you think you're not, you're a fool who acts like Satan, trying to be your own God, and that will lead to your death. But if it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served, which were beyond the Euphrates River, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. Choose this day whom you will serve. When you fulfill the lusts of the flesh, you are not serving yourself, because it destroys your life, and you know it. People indulge in sexual immorality all the time, and they hate themselves the following morning. They look at porn, and you hate yourself the next day, the next moment, and yet you do it again. You commit murder by aborting your child because you don't want the responsibility of the actions that you took, and yet you hate yourself because of what you did. The wages of sin is death. You are not fulfilling your own desires. You are fulfilling the desires of Satan himself. When you take drugs, drink alcohol, indulge in addictions, you are not serving yourself. You are carrying out the appetites of the powers of darkness. You are carrying out demonic appetites. They are living their life through your body. As Satan tried to tempt Jesus with Jesus, by getting Jesus to worship him, Satan would have had access to Jesus' inheritance. When you and I sin, when we do whatever we want, disregarding what God would have us do, we give Satan access to our inheritance, including our bodies. Satan begins to fulfill the lusts of his heart through our flesh, and in the meantime, it consumes our flesh. Satan kills his employees. And this is not what God wants for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. If you want to be set free today from lying, from perversion, from divorce after divorce, from the shame of abortion, you can be set free today and even right now. Let me pray for you and lead you in prayer. If you want to be set free today from the shame and the guilt of your sin, simply tell Jesus, "Jesus, I repent of my sin. I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I confess that I have done whatever it is you tell Jesus, confess it. Tell him exactly what you've done, that you've lied, you've stolen, you've cheated, you've murdered, you've betrayed, you've slept around, you've engaged in witchcraft, occult activity. Just tell him whatever it is, confess it to him. The Bible says that if we confess our sins to the Lord, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So just whatever it is, tell him what it is, confess it, and then just say, forgive me, Lord, and I forgive myself. And it's important that you forgive yourself, because that is acknowledging that Christ himself has forgiven you. If Christ has forgiven you, you have no right to not forgive yourself. And if you've never been baptized, it's time to be baptized. Baptism is the transfer of your employment from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. It is a symbolic rebirth of your spirit. And so you need to be baptized. So if you have prayed that with me, let me know in the comments below. You can also reach out to me on my website, carlgessler.com, and let me know what God has done in your life. But I want to pray for you more, because for a lot of people, they just come in the front door of faith and they don't realize that all the specific things in their lives where they made compromises with the devil, unless those things are also renounced, you can still have the influence of the devil in your life. For example, Bob Dylan did have a foray into Christianity, and I don't know his story, what caused him to go that way, but he didn't stay. I also know that Bob Dylan was famously interviewed where he admitted that people in Hollywood and entertainment have regularly, almost all of them, he may have said all of them, but almost all of them have made covenants with the devil, where they sold their soul to the devil. Now, the devil doesn't own anything. He will be destroyed. He doesn't get to keep anything. But so long as you've made that agreement with him, he has a legal right to have access into your life. You need to repent of the specific things that you know you've done, where you've made agreements with the devil, pacts with the devil, you've engaged in fortune-telling, tarot cards, Eastern meditation, yoga, all these things that are forbidden because they involve the worship of false gods. Your loyalty now is to Jesus Christ, the one true God. So you need to renounce those specific things and be set free from them. And as you renounce them, there are spirits attached to those things, and they need to be commanded by the authority of Jesus to leave, because you have a new master now. You have a new owner of this body, and he has all authority in heaven and on earth. When Jesus rose from the dead, he said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And because of that, you can tell all of those unclean spirits to leave your life. And some of you are going to find not only are you lighter in spirit, freer and full of joy, you're going to find that your body is healed when these evil spirits leave. So right now, Jesus, I just thank you that you are moving in hearts and lives, that you are moving in the hearts of those who are listening, those who are watching, that you are setting the captives free. I thank you for every person who has given their life to you today by listening to this podcast, by watching these videos. Thank you for saving them. Thank you for applying your blood to them. Thank you, Lord, for paying our debts. While we were still sinners, you died for us, and we thank you for that. So because you purchased us with your blood, because you purchased every person under the sound of my voice who has confessed you as Lord with your blood, and they are your property, I now command every unclean spirit under the sound of my voice, living in a child of God, I command you to come up and out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of lust, every spirit of fornication, every spirit of masturbation, of perversion, of every kind, I command you to come all the way up and all the way out right now. Spirit of rape and molestation, I command you to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of addiction, go to the pit and do not return. You do not belong in this person. They are not your house, not your property anymore. Spirit of lying and deceit, I command you to go. Spirit of terror, spirit of fear, spirit of witchcraft, I command you to come all the way up and all the way out. This person is not your house. They are not your home. They are not your property. They have been bought with a price. They belong to Jesus and they are not their own. They are Jesus's property. So I command you, Satan, to release your hold on their life. I renounce your claim on their life. They are not your property any longer. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And he is now in your life. He's now in the life of every person who has confessed him as Lord. So I command every unclean spirit within a child of God to relinquish your hold, to vacate the premises, because this is now the house of the Lord of Jesus Christ. So Jesus, we thank you for your blood, which today we don't waste. Thank you, Lord, that while we were still sinners, you died for us, and we're not going to waste your sacrifice. You paid for our debts, so we're not going to hold on to them anymore, Lord, and we're not going to waste your sacrifice. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for rising again. Thank you for making us new creations. Thank you for this weekend where we remember your sacrifice. And thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you have prayed with me this far, God is working in your life. I know that is a fact, and he still wants to do more. I want you to open your hands. Just hold your hands out to him. You are going to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, you're going to begin to walk in holiness and righteousness and experience the life that Jesus promised, life more abundantly. Jesus said, he who believes in me from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. So that river of living water is about to spring up in your soul. So just hold out your hands to Jesus right now. So Jesus, I thank you for your child. I thank you for your son. I thank you for your daughter. Lord, we claim right now the promise that you made that every person who believes in them, in you, every person who believes in you will have rivers of living water bubbling up inside of them and overflowing right now. So I speak to that fountain in you that Jesus planted in you like a seed. I command that fountain to open right now. I command your tongue to be loosed. I command a river of the Holy Spirit to be released in your soul. Tongue be loosed right now. Spirit be loosed right now. I command unction on the tongue. I command joy to be released right now in your body, released in your spirit. Rivers of living water, receive the Holy Spirit from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet right now. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Receive your inheritance purchased for you by the blood of Jesus by your Heavenly Father through Jesus' Son. He has purchased your life and he has purchased your inheritance. receive the gift of the Holy Spirit right now. If God has touched your life in some way today, leave a comment, leave a fire emoji, like it, subscribe, share it with somebody. And if you'd like to support our ministry, everything we do, we are 100% in the service of the Lord, and we are provided for by God's people. If you would like to support our ministry, links for that are below today's show notes. Thanks for being with me. God bless you. I can't wait to hear the testimony of what God's doing in your life, because we know that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and revival is here again. In Jesus' name, God bless you.